Come on. Let me search the big bad monster nest for treasure. You can totally trust me. I wouldn't pocket anything. You have absolutely no proof that I've done that in the past. Yes, I did get the last two items. They were both sneaky type things. They're hardly anything a warrior like you would have been interested in anyway. Yeah, I may have agreed that the next treasure was yours. You weren't going to hold me to that if it's something really cool though, are you? Be that way then. Probably didn't have anything with a pile of bones anyway. Ooh, a sword. A short sword. It's probably just a normal sword. I bet it's all rusty and stuff. I'll give you a gold piece for it, even if we take it out of the sheath. Oh, wow. That looks sharp. I'll give you 5 gold for it then. It might do as a backup weapon. No, it doesn't look magical to me. I don't see any glow. It's just the way the torchlight plays over it. But I'll give you 20 gold for it, just to take it off your hands, and you can definitely for sure have the next item we find. You can't keep it. What are you going to do with a short sword? Especially one like that. Probably isn't as wickedly sharp as it looks, and almost certainly isn't magical. Except for that possible glow and little singing voice when you pull it out of the scabbard. You don't want a piece of junk like this. Sell it to me. I've got, 213 gold pieces and 27 silver. It's yours. And some gems that I might have said were not worth as much money as they actually were when we divided up an earlier kill. Plus 2 items I looted earlier. You could probably sell them for money. You can even have my current sword. Oh, come on. You never use anything as small as this weapon. You're just gonna sell it and waste the gold on cheap wine, even cheaper women. Okay, I'm willing to admit that this sword could possibly be the nicest bit of treasure we've come across yet, but it's something I would actually use for stabbing things, and so that we could get even more treasure. Giving the sword to me is an investment in our future. It would pay back in more treasure with less risk. If you keep it yours and when you sell it, you'll just get a bunch of wine and some whores for a couple of nights. You'll have to spend it all in a fortnight and you won't have anything to show for other than a ruined liver and a diseased cock. If you want to drink yourself into a stupor, I can help you with that. I have connections that will get you better wine for less money. I can also get you in the best bordellos and get you the best girls. I'll even give you the kickback they only give me on referrals. You'd be able to pay for it all with the money that I give you and what you get from selling those other two items. And then, since both your liver and your cock are likely to survive the experience, once you've gotten bored again, we go on our next adventure. I know you. You like the sword because it's shiny, and it's sharp, and maybe because it sings. You're all about immediate gratification. If you can't have the sword as your own, it's something you can't enjoy now. You won't let yourself be swayed by any matter of future benefit, no matter how attractive it is. I didn't want to do this, but you forced my hand. I need to offer you something right now that you want more than being able to play with that sword. So, remember that thing you wanted me to do since we first met? Except I kept telling you that we needed to keep it professional? Yeah, sucks. It took you long enough to make that connection. And if only your mind is as quick as your axe, I'll have to be less subtle with my approach, I guess. Here's the deal. You give me the crummy old sword we just found. I'll give you this big purse full of gold, silver, and gemstones. I help you get all the wine and women you want when we get back to a decent-sized town. But the sweetener to the deal is that you get me. Right now. I know I said sex would complicate things, but your greedily hoarding that sword complicates things even more. So, this one time only, I'm willing to break my rule of no sex with a business partner, because I do kind of want that sword. And I want you really bad, too. You're so big and muscular. I've kind of had my eye on you ever since we met, but I never thought that a big bear of a guy like you could be interested in a petite little woman like myself. I still hold true to my vow never to sleep with someone I adventure with, but you made it so hard to keep that promise. And I'm not just saying this because you have something I want. Well, I guess that's not true. But it's not because of the sword. It's really about you. Getting the sword would just be a nice bonus. We would both get what we want. You'd get my body, and I would get yours, and the sword. Sure. Think it over all you want, you big lug. You won't mind if I take armor off, will you? We've killed everything in here, and it's just so uncomfortable for me to wear it a moment longer. That last battle wore me out a little bit and made me feel so hot and a little sweaty. I was just thinking of maybe getting completely naked and giving myself a little sponge bath. Don't let that distract you from making your decision about whether or not to sleep with me in exchange for the sword. Now you're looking hot too. Maybe that battle affected you more than I thought. It could be anything else now, could it? But I've been selfish, taking care of my own comfort. I was just wearing some leather armor. You're the one in the heavy chain now. Let's get that off of you, shall we? I've become pretty good at helping you out of this pile of metal. Except we usually stop once we get to the padding beneath it. Either you take it off yourself, or you sleep in it when we're out on an adventure and you might need to throw your armor on quickly. But this time I'm gonna keep going. Oops. I got carried away and took off everything you were wearing. How careless of me. Usually I'm a bit more composed, but there's just something about being around you right now that's causing me to lose control. And your cock, it's like the sword. Big, but not too big for me to handle. They both look so powerful. Now I want the sword even more, just because it will remind me of you. It's like every time I hold the sword, it's like I'm holding onto your cock. But I want to do more than just hold it. I want to have it inside me. Just one time, mind you. This is a special time. Just because you're giving me this sword, right? I'd hate to have to put my armor back on without having a chance to satisfy the both of us. So, just give me the sword, and then I'll take your cock. You do want me to do that, don't you? Thank you. It's so beautiful. I mean, your cock is okay, too. We'll get to that in a moment. Lie on the floor, please. The floor's a bit rough for my back, but you won't mind. I think I can straddle you, even though you're so broad. No, it's okay. I'll hang on to the sword for now. I can do two things at once, even if one of them is you. My perfect balance lets me hold the sword perfectly while I lower myself down onto you. This thing is so incredible. It's bigger than I thought by a few inches, and it moves so smoothly. It's perfect for sneaking up behind people with it and sticking it into them. Why are you thanking me? Oh, yeah. I was, definitely talking about your cough there. No, I'm not putting down the sword. Maybe never. I promise I'll pay attention to what I'm sure will be really, really incredible sex. I'll just scabber it, though. See? I'm gonna just slide in. Does that remind you of anything? I'll pull it out a little. And slide it back in. And again. Nice and slow. I just love watching that thing disappearing inch by inch. It's moving so smoothly. In and out. That sound is so sexy too. Metal against scabbard, I mean. But we're making some sexy sounds of our own. Flesh against flesh and heavy breathing. You can kill a dozen men without breaking a sweat, but one woman leaves you gasping. Or maybe I'm just like, I don't remember hearing you making these sounds next door at the end. And my sounds are genuine, unlike those of the cheap cars you get. I do like sex, it's just that it gets in the way of like doing our jobs and people taking me seriously as a professional thief. So, enjoy this one time you're going to get to have sex with me because I'm breaking one of my rules to do this. A couple of my rules, actually, but this sword, I mean, your cock is worth it. Okay, I hate to do this, but I need to put down the sword. I'm just going to set it down on your chest so I can still look at it, but I need both of my hands free so I can lean over you, then I can brace myself on the ground and fuck you harder. Maybe we can trap it between our bodies. I want to feel my breasts on either side of that scabbard as I rub them up and down your chest. But isn't weird, is it? Not that you get a choice in this. Oh. Yes, this is the sexiest three-way I could imagine. The sword is gonna make me come so hard. Your cock will help some too, even if I'm doing all the work. I'll be close. Squeeze the sword between us and with the scabbard to leave a mark on both of our chests. Oh, don't look at me like that. Don't judge me. Just come in me. Let me roll off of you. I want to cuddle with my special guy now. Oh, sorry. I meant the sword. But you're welcome to if you like. Yeah. That's not too bad. I could almost get used to the idea of having sex with you. In fact, I was thinking that we could save some money if, instead of paying for your whores, I just maybe slept with you as the situation required it. You know, just kind of keep the money in the party. Wouldn't have to pay for separate rooms at the inn anymore. Sound like a deal? Good. Well, kiss me, my handsome man. Well, I was talking about both you and the sword that time. I'll just have to see who kisses me first.